Last Friday night, the Alto Yellow Jackets bounded out of their black and yellow inflated tent through an artificial cloud of mist onto the field. There was no trace of sadness. They were focused on winning. On Friday nights, it feels like just about everyone from the small town of Alto comes to watch the boys play. Some parents, like Misty Collins, get there early to stake out a spot on the metal bleachers. Collins said on October 17th, 16-year-old Cameron Matthews told the coach he felt dizzy, then collapsed on the sideline.
We just all prayed. We prayed that, you know, he was going to be okay, but the good Lord took an angel that was down here on earth.
An angel, that's how people talk about Cameron. The 6-foot safety was one of the team's captains, the only junior selected.
Well, he's our number one. I mean, that was his jersey number, and he's our number one. He was an awesome student, very polite, and anything that came out of his mouth was yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And he was an awesome guy.
After he collapsed, medics took Matthews to a hospital in East Texas. Doctors say he died of a brain aneurysm. Matthew's friend and teammate, Keenan Johnson, said it's been hard to get back in the game. But instead of fall apart, the teams pulled together.
It's hurt that he's not here. You know, he's one of my closest friends, and we worked out all summer. But, you know, we dedicated to him. We're trying to win the state championship from him, be number one for him.
Last weekend, in round one of the 2A playoffs, the Yellow Jackets faced a longtime rival, the Groveton Indians. And Cameron was on the sidelines, in a way, his number one jersey perched on a wooden hanger for folks in the stands to see. His sister Paige sat in the bleachers at the 50-yard line. After each touchdown, the Yellow Jackets raised their hands, waving an index finger in a tribute to Cameron's number one. The team won 63-14. Head coach Paul Gould said he's proud of how the players are handling their teammates' death.
I think they're doing probably about as good as possible so far, you know, but this is something they're going to deal with the rest of their lives.
Gould knows some parents are concerned about injuries associated with football, especially concussions. This year, the governing body for high school sports in Texas, the UIL, said it will start counting concussions for the first time. Almost 90% of concussions in high school football happen from player-to-player contact, which is why in Texas, full contact during practice is limited to 90 minutes a week.
We try to make sure we coach kids to hit in the correct way. And, I mean, you try to make your kids as safe as possible because that's our job, you know. And so, you know, as far as changing anything, this wasn't something that happened where you go, man, if he wouldn't have done that, it wouldn't have happened. We've been told it quite possibly wasn't even anything to do with football. It just happened to happen on a football field, which is extremely unfortunate, you know.
Not one parent pulled a kid from the team. Gould said he hopes what happened doesn't fuel negative ideas about the game.
I can say this. What football teaches kids for them for the rest of their life, in my opinion, is priceless. I mean, it teaches you to deal with things. This situation is definitely teaching our kids to deal with things as they move forward.
Cameron Matthews is also helping family and strangers move forward with their lives. When he got his learner's permit to drive, he decided to be an organ donor. When he died, Cameron donated 7 organs. A kidney went to his grandfather. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.